Играется.
Today's Amud is Yuma Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. We're holding on the top line on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. So says the Gemara, Nikanor Nasu Nisim Ladal Seisav. We had mentioned in the Mishnah Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, really to retrack where we're holding, is that the Mishnah had spoken about the Geirolis that were used to decide which Sa'ir would be Lashem and which one would be Lazazel. Once we mentioned the Geirolis, we mentioned the contribution of Ben Gamla that he donated that the lot should be made out of gold, and Vayu Maskir Naisan L'Shevach, that was Ben Gamla. Once we mentioned Ben Gamla, so the Mishnah then went on a tangent to mention other Chashiva people that made Chashiva contributions to the Beis HaMikdash. So amongst that list, we said that Nikanor Nasu Nisim Adal Saisav, that Nikanor donated doors for the Beis HaMikdash. Well, see, he donated the doors for what we call Shar Nikanor, which is the eastern Shar of the Azara. And the Mishnah had said that Nikanor Nasu Nisim Adal Saisav, that the Nase happened to his doors. So says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, a Braisa, which is going to elaborate on this line of the Mishnah. Ma Nisim Nasu Dal Saisav. What were the Nisim that happened to the doors of Nikanor? So Amru, they said, Kishalach Nikanor Lahavi Dalasais Me Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim, that when Nikanor went to Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim to bring doors to the Beis HaMikdash, he went there to get special copper doors, as we'll see soon. So he went there, and Bechazi Rasa, on his way back, Amad Olav Nachshol Shabiyam, there was a big storm, Litabai, and was threatening the ship to sink it. So what did they have to do? They needed to lighten the load. That's what they had to do in order to set they wouldn't sink. So not luachas mehen v'tilu liyam. So they took one of these big copper doors. The sailors, they took one of these big copper doors and they threw it overboard in order to lighten the ship. V'dayin le'nachayam. However, the sea didn't settle yet mizapai from its wrath. There was still a big storm. So big shulahatos chaverta. So they went to Nikanor and they said, okay, give us the second door. We'll throw the second door over. Maybe then we'll be light enough. Amadhu. So finally Nikanor, he gets up and he says, no. And he hugs and he puts his hands around the door and he says to them that hitiluni ima, if you're going to take the door and throw it overboard, you're going to have to take me with it. I'm not letting go of this door. And miyad, immediately after he said that, after he had this mesiras nefesh, so the sea actually settled down. Bischus his mesiras nefesh, so the sea actually settled down. And once Nikanor saw that, so he was mitzar on the first door. The Ben Yoyada explains of Ada, he was mitzvah on the first door before also, but there was a little bit of a comfort in the fact that he felt that he had no choice. What was he supposed to do? They needed to lighten the ship. It was the Kanas Nefashe, so they threw the first door overboard. What was he supposed to do about it? But now that he saw that through his Mesiris Nefesh, he was able to calm down the storm, so now that he saw that he was able to save the second door by being Meiser Nefesh, and now he was mitzvah even more about the first door than he was in Meiser Nefesh on the first door. That's what the Ben Yoyada explains. Gave in Shegil in the Mela Shal Akai, once they got to the port of Akai, so Haisa Mivats Petzas Vyaitza Mitachas Deifne Asfina, so they saw when they got off the ship, so they saw that actually the first door that they had thrown overboard was poking out of the wall of the ship. It was an ace that happened. Mistama, because of the tsar that Nikanor had, that he had wished that he had saved the first door. So an ace happened, and the first door was taka saved, and it was coming and was poking out of the wall of the boat. The Yeshayimrim, some say that it was a different version of what nace happened, that a Birya Shebayam Belata Vekiata Liabasha, that it was some sort of sea creature that swallowed the door, and now spit it out on the dry land by Akai. Valeum or Shleiman about this story, Shlomo Melech said, Kairis Batenu Arazim Rayitenu Bereisim. Altsukri Bereisim, says the Gemara, don't read the word Bereisim, El Abrisiam. Rashi says, Tu Pshatim Kilu Karsu Brisu Mzu, that the doors Kilu made a bris with each other, that they're not going to separate from each other. Vyeshaim, some say Rashi says the Bereisiam, that Brisiam is Miloshan Bereisiam, that Shlomo Melech was talking of referring to this Bereisiam, the sea creature that swallowed the door and spit it out, which the Marsha says the Tu Pshatim and Rashi are really focusing on are parallel to the two pshatim in the nace that happened. According to the first nace, that the first door never really went away. It stayed attached to the boats. That's this pshat of brisiam, that they made a bris with each other not to separate. And the second pshat of Rashi, that it was a sea creature, brisiam means biryasiam, that's going according to the second pshat, that the nace that happened was that the sea creature swallowed it and spit it back out. Either way, it says the Gemara, Lefichach, therefore, kol ha-sha'arim sha'ayu ba-mikdash, all the different gates that they had in the Beis HaMikdash, the different doors, nishtanu liyoy shalzav. Eventually, when Klal Yisrael got more wealthy, so they changed all of them and they made them out of gold. Chutz mi shar nikanor, except for shar nikanor, v'mineshen nasu by nisim, because of the nase that happened with it, so they never wanted to change it, they kept it, the copper doors that they had, that nikanor brought back from Mitzrayim. V'yayishayimrim, some say that no, the reason why they didn't change it had nothing to do with this nase, rather is v'mineshen nechushta mutzheves. The reason why they didn't change these doors is because the copper looked golden, nechushta mutzheves haisa, it was a golden color, so being that it looked golden, so they didn't feel the need to change it. Or Elias ben Yaakovim, or similarly also, that not because of the nase, rather nechayishas kleinisa haisa, it was a special pure and refined type of copper, vaisa me'ibra kishalzav, and it had a shine to it, just like gold. So that's why they didn't change the doors, but not because of the Nisim. But either way, so that's why we have the eastern gate of the Azara is called Shar Nikanor. It's called after the name of this great person, this Nikanor, who is Meiser Nefesh, to save these doors, which the Ben Yehuda actually asked. Was it really mutter for him to be Meiser Nefesh? We have the Gimel Aviris Chamurais, and certain other times the person's allowed to be Meiser Nefesh, but what was this heter to basically give up his life for the doors? L'chayr, it's also for a person to, the person's not allowed to kill himself. So how is it mutter for him to put his hands around the door and to, well, for all he knows, get thrown into the water together with the door? So the Ben Yehuda says that no, it wasn't considered that he was ma'abed atzmei ladas. It wasn't considered like he was giving up his own life, because he himself wasn't jumping overboard. He was telling the sailors, if you're throwing the door in, so you're going to have to throw the door in overboard with me attached to it also. So he wasn't killing himself. He was going to have them kill him. So that's not a problem. Rav Eliashiv says a different pshat. He says in his Aris over here, that it would have been a tremendous chilul Hashem had the second door gone into the water. Because here you have Nikanor, that he invested all this time and effort and money into getting these special doors to the Beis HaMikdash. Mamish, some level of Mesiras Nefesh, to take the boat ride all the way over to Mitzrayim, to pay the money, to get the doors, and to bring it back was a tremendous amount of Mesiras Nefesh, not in the literal sense, but giving up a lot to go get these special doors to the Beis HaMikdash. So if the other people on the boat would see that after all of this, there's this storm, and he's going to come back empty-handed without any doors, so it would have caused a tremendous chilul Hashem. So to prevent that chilul Hashem, so he was allowed to give up his life. He was hoping that he would be mekadeshim shemayim, which is taka what happened. We see in the end of the story that the nays happened, and the storm stopped, and he even got the second door out, the first door, which was thrown overboard. Even that one came back with them. So Rav Eliashiv says it, the lashon of Rav Eliashiv is that it was ktsas kedin. It was ready a little bit. It was okay for him to be meiser nefesh. He says it can't be. Because then we wouldn't be remembering him l'shevach. We'll see that we remember all those people that gave these contributions l'shevach. So we wouldn't be remembering Nikanor l'shevach if the way he brought these doors was through a means that were usur, if he was not allowed to give up his life for it. Alamai, it has to be that at least it was ketzas kedin, that which he was meiser nefesh. And so that's what Rav Eliashiv explains, that in order to prevent chilul Hashem, to be mekadeshim shemayim, it was mutter for him, at least ketzas, whatever that means, to be meiser nefesh. Says the Mishnah, ve'elu l'gnai, so we had now in the previous Mishnah all the different people that were mentioned l'shevach for the different donations that they gave to the Beis HaMikdash. So now the Mishnah is going to tell us about different rotten families that we remember them l'gnai. Those that were with us for Shkalim, we'll see that the rest of this Amud is really just a Chazara from what we had in Shkalim, in Parakei, Alacha Aleph, Daf Yedalad. So the rest of this Amud is really just a Chazara from there, from Shkalim. Says the Mishnah, Ve'elu lignai, the following families are mentioned lignai. Shel Beis Garmu, so the family of Beis Garmu, they're mentioned lignai. Why? Shelei ratzu l'lamin al-maisa lechem apanim. Because they were the ones in charge of making the lechem apanim in the Beis HaMikdash, like the mission over there in Shkalim says. And they didn't want to teach it to other people. They didn't want to teach their expertise to other people of how they did it. And so therefore, they're mentioned lignai. Shall Beis Avtinas lay ratzu l'lamin amay sakatiris. Beis Avtinas was the family in charge of making the katiris in the Beis HaMikdash. And they didn't want to teach other people their expertise. And so they would be mamayid and kavod shemayim. So therefore, they're also mentioned like gnai. Hugras ben Levi hayoideh perik bashir. He used to know how to make very nice musical sounds. He was a very nice voice. And he didn't want to teach it to other people. So here it's interesting. The lashon of the Mishnah is slightly different. We didn't say Beis Garmu knew how to make the lechem upon him and loy ratzul olami. We just went straight to loy ratzul olami. By Ben Hugras, it says by Hugras Ben Levi, it says first that hayyadeya parak bashir, and then it says vloy ratzul olami. So the Hainashir explains that the pshat is that you could a nice voice could just be a natural talent. Someone who has a nice voice could be a natural talent. You can't teach that to someone else. The Mishnah is coming to stress over here is that it wasn't coming from a natural talent. He knew how to train himself in a certain way to produce very nice musical sounds. So hayyadeya parak bashir. It wasn't a natural thing that he just found had a nice voice. And Nevada, you can't teach that to someone else. He had some sort of expert, he some sort of skill that he had known, but he didn't want to teach it to other people. Ben Kamser, lay ratzul lamed al maisek sav. And Ben Kamser, he didn't want to teach others about the Maisek Sav, which we'll see what that means in the Gemara. Al Rishayim Nemer Zeichet Tzadik Levracha, on the different families and the different people that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah. So about them, they're mentioned L'Shevach, we say, we apply the Pasuk of Zeichet Tzadik Levracha. Val Elwan, these families mentioned in our Mishnah, that we said that they're mentioned L'Gnai, so Nemer, it says about them that we could apply the Pasuk V'Shem Risham Yirkaf. Says the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan. Beis Garmu hayu bekiyim b'maisa lechem upon him. We said that Beis Garmu, they were bekiyim, they knew how they were experts in making the lechem upon him. However, v'lei ratzul lamid, they didn't want to teach it to other people. Shalchu chachamim, so the chachamim sent the view umnin me'alchitzandri salmitzrayim. They didn't like Beis Garmu's hashkafa towards the lechem upon him, that they knew had this expertise and didn't want to teach it to other people. They seemed very selfish. They didn't want to be marbek kavod shemayim by having other people involved as well. And therefore, so they said, we're going to get other people to do it. So they sent from and they brought these experts from Alexandria salmitzrayim. But yoydin la'afos kamaisan, v'lo yoydin la'radis lirdais kamaisan. However, these experts really weren't such experts. They weren't as great experts as Beis Garmu. They knew how to bake the bread exactly like Beis Garmu. However, they weren't as experts in taking it out of the molds and taking it out of the oven like Beis Garmu. It would crack, it would break. And therefore, because of that, because if they would cook it the regular way, the bread would crack, they actually had to cook the bread, they had to bake the bread differently. And therefore, Shalalu Masika Mibachutz Va'ifa Mibachutz, these experts from Alexandria Shamitzrayim, they used to light the fire from the oven from the outside, and they would break the bread on the outside, on the outer wall of the tanro, which is not the normal way of baking bread. V'halalu and Beis Garmu Masika Mibefnim Va'ifa Mibefnim, they did it all inside the tanro like normal. Because they were able to. They were able to do that and still take it out of the oven and it wouldn't crumble. And the nafkamina is like this. Halalu pita misapeshas. These people from Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim, because they baked the bread the way that they did, so the bread would actually spoil. V'halalu ain pita misapeshas. However, these, the Beis Garmu, because they were able to bake the bread their special way and then take it down, so their way of baking caused it that the bread did not spoil. Which even though we had that one of the nisim that happened in the Beis Hamikdash every day, is that the bread didn't spoil. So what does it mean that the people from Alexandria, the bread spoiled? So the Ritva explains, either you could say that this is referring to a zman that they were doing Ritzayin Shel Malkim, and it is zman that they weren't doing Ritzayin Shel Malkim, so we didn't have that nase that the bread stayed fresh and that it didn't spoil. Or you could say that we're not saying Michal Nase, and even though that's one of the nisim that happened in the Beis Hamikdash, we're supposed to make it happen in a natural way. So therefore, these experts from Mitzrayim weren't able to take the job. So Kishashamu Chachamim B'davru, when the Chachamim found out about this, so Amru, they said that Kol Masha Baruch Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Chvayde Berayu, that everyone, that everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu created, he created for his honor, and therefore we have to get Beis Garmu back to bake the bread, so it should be more kabbadik for the Avayda. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Kol Nikr Bishmi V'L'Chvayde Berasev. So V'chazru Beis Garmu, or some have the gear said V'chazru Beis Garmu L'Mkayman. So they said, let's go bring back Beis Garmu. Shalchu Lahem Chachamim. So the Chachamim sent for Beis Garmu, but Beis Garmu refused. So Kaflam Scharon, so they doubled their wages, Ubo, and then finally Beis Garmu agreed to come back. Now B'chol Yoyim HaYunayt L'Shnei Masermane. It used to be that for every day, or maybe for the whole year, but for their work every day, so they would take 12 mana. V'hayoyim esrim v'arba. And now they were taking 24 mana, which is an extremely large amount of money. Rabbi Yudah Aymer b'chol yoyim esrim v'arba, v'hayoyim arbam v'shmoyne. It used to be 24, now it's 48. Amr lem chachamim, so the chachamim said to Beis Garmu, Mari isim sholulami. What's pshat in you guys? Why don't you want to teach it to other people? So Amru lahem, So Beis Garmu said to the Chachamim that Yoidin Hayu Shal Beis Abba Shebeis Shebayis Zeh Asili Chari, because our family knows that this Beis Hamikdash is eventually going to get destroyed, and therefore we're chayushes to teach it to other people, because Shem Yil made Adam Sheinu Muhugan. Maybe someone who's not proper will learn how to do it. VeYelich VeYavod Avaydus Kochavim Bekach, and he's going to go and he's going to serve with the Zara using the Lechem upon him, using the special Lechem upon him that we know how to bake. We don't want to teach the secret to others, because then after the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, someone's going to want to still bake Lechem upon him, and someone who's not proper is going to end up doing it for an avodah zarah. So therefore, we don't want to teach it to other people. Which the Meiri explains that Chazal clearly understood that that was just an excuse. Val davar zeh maskir naisin l'shavach, and therefore the Mishnah, the Gemara says it's only for the following thing that we do mention beis garmun l'shavach. Even though for this previous thing we mentioned amil gnai, for the following thing we mention beis garmun l'shavach. And what's that? That is that mi'aylam le nimseis pas nekia biad b'nein, that their children, they never had refined bread. That people shouldn't think that the children, that they're getting their bread from the lechem upanim, and that they're using the hektish's bread. Now which the pasuk says, that not only does the person have to look good in front of Hashem, but the person is supposed to look good in front of other people. Says the Gemara, so the next family that we mentioned in the Mishnah was the Beis Avtinas, that they were the ones in charge of making the Ketairas and the Beis HaMikdash, and they didn't teach their umnus to other people, so we're going to have a similar Gemara. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa, Beis Avtinas, how you became a Maisa Ketairas, they were became in this, in the, how to make the Ketairas, how to crush the spices, and V'lei Ratzu L'lamed, but they didn't want to teach it to others, so Shalchu Chachamim, so the Chachamim sent, V'avyun Umnu Me'Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim, and again, they brought other experts from Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim, V'yayidin L'fatim K'maisim, and they knew how to crush and blend the spices just like these, the Beis Avtinas. However, V'lo Yehoyu Yoyid and L'Halis Ashen K'maisan, they didn't know how to make the smoke rise up the same way that Beis Avtinas knew. Even if maybe they knew what the spice was, Malo Ashen, but they didn't know how to choose exactly which spice to use to make it go up the best, or how to crush it the best. Some, whatever it is, that they didn't know something about how to do the Maisa Keteres in a way that the smoke would rise in the proper way, like the Beis Avtinas. What was the difference? Halalu mitamir va'ayla kemakel. The Beis Avtinas, they knew how to make the smoke rise up, and it went straight up like a stick. However, shal halalu, these experts from Mitzrayim, mafziel l'kan ulukan, right away it would just spread out. It wouldn't go straight up. So it wasn't nice. U'kishashamu chachamim b'davar, when the chachamim found out, again, so Amru, they said, kol mashra baruch, kodesh baruch l'chvaydei barayu, shenemar as the pasuk says, kol pol Hashem l'maneu, and again, so v'chazru beis haftinas, v'koymats, they said, let's bring the beis haftinas back, shalchu lahem, they sent for them, chachamim, the chachamim sent for them, v'loi bo, but they didn't want to come back, kafulam schar, and they doubled their schar, and they agreed to come back. B'chol yom ha'yinayit l'shnei masr v'anam, v'ayoyim asr v'arba, it used to be 12 months, then it became 14. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, b'chol yom asr v'arba, v'ayoyim arba v'shmeina, it used to be 24, then it became 48. Amru lahem chachamim, the chachamim said to the Beis Avtinas, Mari Yisam shalil lamed, why don't you want to teach it to other people? What's the pshat? Amru, so they said, that yoyid inayu shal beis abo, that again, that our family knows, shabayza asali chariv, we have a mesayro, I guess that the Beis HaMikdash is going to get destroyed. Amru, this is what they said. Shemin Yilmaid Adam Sheinu Muhugun. Maybe someone who's not proper is going to learn how to make the Ketairas. And then he's going to go, and after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, he's still going to want to perform the Maisa Ketairas, the Avodah Ketairas, and he's going to do it for an Avodah Zarah. And again, the Meiri explains that Chazal didn't believe them, it was just an excuse. However, Valdavar Zem Askir Naisan L'Shevach. For the following thing, we could mention their family L'Shevach. They did have one redeeming factor, and that is that mi'aylam lo yatzas kala mevusemes mi batayan. That a kala never, one of their daughters who got married, so then she never went out with perfume from their houses. Ukshenaisen isha mimakom acher, and one of their sons got married to a lady from a different place, so mastanima, they would make a tanai with them, shotis basim, that they wouldn't wear perfume. Why not? Shal yaimus, that people shouldn't say that mimaisa kateris misbasimin, that people shouldn't say that the reason why they smell very nice and their perfume is so nice is because they're using the kateris. Like, I'm ashenemer to be makaim, that which the pasuk says, that's not enough to look good in front of Hashem, that a person actually has to look good, he's supposed to look good in front of other people as well. So that's this Beis Avtinas. Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Amar Rabbi Shmuel said that Pam Achas Isi Mehalich B'derech. Rabbi Shmuel says that one time I was traveling on the road, and I found one of the people from their family, seemingly referring to the Beis Aftinas, as we'll see from the next Gemara. So Amarti Lois, I said to him, your family, they wanted to be marba in their own kavod, the ratzul amayit kavod amakum, and to be mamayit kavod amakum. They wanted to be that just their family knew how to do their umnus, and that no one else would know how. So that's going to be mamayit kavod amakum. Achshav, now that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, so kavod amakum im kaimai. The kavod amakum doesn't leave. The kavod amakum is not tali in the Beis Hamikdash. Hashem's kavod is objective. It's not tali in anything. Umiyeh kvaidam, but the kavod of your family, now they lost their position, because now there's no Beis Hamikdash, so they lost their position, and so they taka lost their kavod. Rabbi Akiva says that Pamacha Sachli Rabbi Shmuel ben Luga that Rabbi Shmuel ben Luga told me that Pamacha Yitzasi Ani Ve'Echa Bibnei Benehem, that one time I and one of the people from the Beis Aftinas' family, we went out Lasada to the field to Lakid Asavim to pick some grasses, Uvereisi Shebacha V'Sachak, and I saw that this person from the Beis Aftinas, that he cried and he laughed. So Amarti Lo, so I said to him, Bibnei Ma'bachisa, what's pshat you cried? We were just going to pick grass. It's not such an emotional event. What's pshat you cried? Amar Lo, kavod avayisa niskarti, because I was just remembering about the kavod of my father, of my ancestors. I was remembering that, and therefore I cried. Bibnei Ma'sachakta, so what's pshat you laughed? It's not such a funny event to pick grass. So Amar Li said to me, Sha'asana Kadosh Baruch Hu lachzir lanu, because I was thinking, I was smiling, and I was happy, because I was thinking about the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to eventually, we're going to have the Beis HaMikdash back, and Hashem's going to give us our position back. So I asked them, so what's pshat that you thought about this now? All we're doing is picking grass. Why does that remind you of the covenant and of your fathers? So Amar Li, so he said to me, because Ma'la Ashan Kenegdi, because I saw this spice, Ma'la Ashan. So being that I saw this spice, which is one of the spices that's used in the Ketores, the Ma'la Ashan, so that's what reminded me of this. So again, so Rabbi Shmuel ben Luga said to this person, he said, Hareuli, wow, show it to me. Which one's the Ma'la Ashan? So Amar Li, so the person said that no, Shvua hi biadenu, we have a Shvua in our family, She'ein Marin Oisei L'chol Adam, that we don't show it to anybody. Says the Gemara, Vayter, Amar B'yoichel Manuri, Pamachas Matzasi Zakin Echel. One time I found a certain Zakin. Again, we'll see, it was from the Beis Aftinas. Megillah Samimanin Biyadai, and he had in his hands, Megillah Samimanin of the Ma'isah Keteres. So Amarti Le Me'ayinata, so I said to him, where are you from? So Amar Li, Beis Aftinas. He said, I come from the Beis Aftinas. Mi Beis Aftinas Ani. Ma'abiyadcha, and I said to him, so what's in your hand? What are you holding? So he said to Rabbi Yoichel Manuri, so the Zakin said to Rabbi Yoichel Manuri, Amar Li, he said to me, the Megillah Samimanin, I have the Megillah, a parchment that has on it the different Samimanin that are used in the Ma'isah Keteres. So Hareyuli, so I said to him, Nu, show it to me, give me the secret. So Amar Li said to me, Kol Zman Shabis Abba Yukayamin, where the Yerushalmi's Girsan Shkalim is Sinuin, that's Kol Zman, that my father's family, that they were very private about it, and they knew how to keep a secret and to pass it to good people. So we were very careful not to give it to outsiders. We kept it in the family. It was a family secret, because like we had in the previous Gemara, they said that they didn't want to teach it. They didn't want to teach it to other people out of a fear that someone would use it for Avodah Zarah. However, says this Zakin to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, that but nowadays, you should take it, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Just be very careful about it, because now there's no tsnuin anymore in my family. The Beis Aftinas, seemingly they drifted off a little bit, and therefore he didn't trust anyone in his own family. So he told Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, now I'll give it to you. Ukshabasi v'sachti dvarai lefnei Rabbi Akiva. So says Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, when I told this over to Rabbi Akiva. So Amar Lis, Rabbi Akiva said to me, the me'ata. Now that we see that they were willing to give it to other people, it was mamish, we see that they were l'shem shemayim. They taka just didn't trust other people. It wasn't because they had this thing that they wanted to stay in their family because of their own kavod. They were taka doing it l'shem shemayim. They didn't want other people to have it. They were nervous about it, and so therefore now, when this zakin had it, and there was no one else to give it to, he taka gave it to someone outside the family. So said Rabbi Akiva, me'ata asa l'saper b'gnus an shalelu. You're not allowed to speak about the gnus of these people, because we see that they taka were l'shem Shemayim, which is interesting, because the Ma'isa we still have it now in our Mishnah, and so Tzarechi and exactly how to fit together now this Gemara with the fact that in our Mishnah it says to remember these people Lignai. Says the Gemara writer, Mikan Amar ben Azai, from here, from this whole story, ben Azai said, referring to the part of the story where they brought these other umnim from Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim to take over their jobs, to take over the jobs of the Beis Garmu and the Beis Aftinas, and in the end what happened was, is that the Beis Garmu and the Beis Aftinas, they took their jobs back. So ben Azai said, you see from this whole story with their demotions and then their promotions, that b'shimcha yikra'ucha v'mkoimcha yishivucha, that when a person has something which is meant for him, so they're going to call you by your name and put you in your place. If that's your place, if that's where you're supposed to be, that's your calling, then you're going to end up getting it. They're going to give you what's rightfully yours. Like the Rashi brings, the Gemara Beitza says that the amount of money a person's supposed to make is already set for him from the beginning of the year, and there's no one that could take that away. So a person's going to get the job he's supposed to get, and they're giving him what's rightfully his, because that's already decreed upon him from Rosh Hashanah, that that's what he's supposed to get. Ain't Adam Negea B'muchan L'chaveray, a person can never touch something which is muchan for his friend. If it's muchan for his friend to have that parnasa, no one else could ever take the job away from him. Like we see that these umnim from Mitzrayim, they weren't able to take away the jobs from the Beis Garmu and the Beis Aftinas. And concludes Ben Azai, Ve'ein Malchus Negas L'chaverta, similarly a Malchus never touches another Malchus, Afilu Kamali Nima, even a string's worth, even a hair's breadth, that if it's not the time yet for the next Malch to be the Melech, so then he's not going to be the Melech, and if it is the time, so he's going to be the Melech right at that second. Everything happens with Ashkacha.